Ciao, I'm Johnny LaPasta, and welcome to my new podcast, What's the Pasta? The podcast where the pasta of the day could be anything and everything, from thoughtful discussions of wellness and spirit to candid conversations about culture and life, all served with a cup of mindfulness and a side of sass.
Ciao, everyone, and welcome back to the What's the Pasta podcast. It is the last week of 2021, and later on this week, we will transition into 2022. So getting right into the pasta of today's episode, I want to provide you with some different journaling prompts, exercises, and a meditation that can help you to transition from 2021 and into 2022 with a lot of intention and mindfulness. And we are just going to get right into this. I want to keep this short and sweet. I know that the week in between Christmas and New Year's and the first few weeks of the new year in January are always a little bit odd, a little bit awkward. There's a lot going on, but we don't have a lot of energy as we come down from the holidays. So I don't want to take too much of your time. I really just want to provide you with this information because I do think it's valuable to consider as we go into this new year. So we'll get into it. So when we are transitioning from one year to the next, there is a lot of value in reflecting back on the year that is ending and really acknowledging everything that has happened, everything that has been experienced, all the lessons that have been learned, because that is ultimately going to inform the intentions and goals you set for yourself in the new year. And reflecting on the previous year is also a great way to find gratitude for what that year brought you. Whether it was a particularly good or challenging year, there's always something to be grateful for. And I am a big believer that tapping into gratitude is really key and powerful when you are reflecting on the past and setting new intentions for the future, all in the present moment. So here are a few journaling prompts for reflecting on the previous year. As I record this, it is 2021 and we're heading into 2022. So these prompts are all about reflecting on 2021. So, number one, what were your 2021 positives? And this is a very open-ended question, but it basically means what were the things you experienced, the things that happened, the people that showed up in your life in 2021 that you would consider positive? These could be big things, they could be small things. It's really whatever you felt was positive in 2021. What are those things? List them out and really find appreciation for them. Number two, what were your 2021 challenges? Again, this is very open-ended because we all have such individual, unique experiences. But what were the challenges you felt you faced in 2021? Again, they could be big, they could be small. What were those challenges for you? Number three, what were your 2021 lessons? Now, the lessons may be reflective of your 2021 positives or your 2021 challenges or both. But what were those major key lessons you feel that you learned in 2021 and you're going to carry with you into 2022? And lastly, number four, what are you leaving behind in 2021? Anytime we transition from one year to the next, one job to the next, one home to the next, one relationship to the next, inevitably to make space for what's coming, we will have to let go of something that is currently in that space. And ideally, that something we're letting go of is something that is no longer serving us. So when we talk about what are we leaving behind in 2021, it could be an outdated belief, an old thought pattern or mentality. It could be a grudge. It could be a habit. It could even be a relationship and a person. Again, this really just depends on you and where you're at in your life in this space and time. So take a moment of mindful reflection and ask yourself, what are you ready to cleanse, shed, and leave behind in 2021, giving you a blank slate and more space to transition into 2022? Okay, now that we have consciously reflected on the previous year of 2021, now we are ready to mindfully look forward to and set intentions for the new year of 2022. So in this 2022 section, prompt number one is, what are your 2022 manifestations? Or if you prefer the phrasing, what are your 2022 major goals? What are the big picture things you are hoping to call in, create, and achieve in 2022? And here again, this prompt is meant to be really open-ended so that you can really customize and tailor these manifestations and goals for yourself. And these manifestations, these goals could be related to career, relationship, home, travel, spirituality, mindfulness, physical fitness, or all of the above. It really can be anything and everything that makes sense for you to focus on for your 2022. Now, in this first prompt, we've set up the bigger picture, broader imagination, manifestations, and goals. And then from there, we can get a little bit more specific and into the nitty-gritty. So prompt number two is, what are the habits and practices you want to implement into 2022? Some of these habits may support the realization of your manifestations, dreams, and goals, and they also might just be practices and habits that will serve your overall well-being. And also, some of these habits and practices might be ones that you already have routinely in your life and you just want to continue them into 2022, and other ones are new ones that you are starting to work with. So habits and practices could really mean anything from establishing a more routine yoga practice or gym regimen to meditating every day or writing in a gratitude journal every day to spending less time on social media and more time reading books or spending time in nature to eating out less and cooking your own food more to spending less money on things and more money on experiences, et cetera, et cetera. Again, it's really customizable, and habits and practices could be in the realms of the financial, the physical, the mental, the spiritual, and so on and so forth. And you might establish habits for one of these areas, a few of these areas, or all of these areas. Again, whatever's going to make sense for you. And something I find really valuable when I'm setting up my habits and practices for the new year is to break them up into daily, weekly, and monthly, because some habits and practices are ones you want to do every day, and other habits and practices are ones you can't do every day, but you would like to do every week or every month. So for example, my 2021 habits and practices, I'm looking at them right now, included daily meditation and monthly doing something in nature, whether that be a hike or an ocean swim or something like that, because my lifestyle where I live, there's no way that I was going to be able to go for a hike or an ocean swim every single day, but I could reasonably do that once a month. So that's just a quick little example right there, and maybe that will help you to kind of categorize your habits and practices that you want to take into your 2022. Now, moving forward, prompt three is about getting more specific about your goals per category or genre, if you will. So if you recall in prompt one, that is the big picture manifestations and goals. And in that prompt, you may have written dreams and goals pertaining to career, lifestyle, fitness, spiritual growth, emotional development, etc., etc. Now you have the opportunity in prompt three to put down even more specific goals for career specifically, for lifestyle specifically, for spiritual growth specifically, etc., etc. Now, in my eyes, prompt three is really optional because you might look at prompt one and think, you know what? I wrote plenty of detail for all of my goals and manifestations there. I'm good. But a lot of times, at least for myself, I find, you know what? I want to write down even more specific, particular goals for my career sector, for my travel sector, etc., etc. So you might have 2022 career goals and then more details. You might have 2022 lifestyle or fitness goals and then more details. Just if you find that helpful. I often find that helpful specifically for career, and you might find that helpful for career or for something else. Then lastly, prompt four is, what are your 2022 mantras or affirmations? And this is a little bit more on the spiritual side, but I really find it valuable and impactful to meditate and ruminate on what are the words and the phrases that are going to help me feel positive and empowered as I pursue my goals in the next year. And these words and these phrases could come from a song that really speaks to you, something you've seen on Instagram that really resonates with you, or it could just come from you sitting in meditation and receiving those words from the cosmos if you're into that, like I am. A couple examples as I look back on my mantras and affirmations that I set for 2021, one of them was, I get everything I want because I attract it. That's a line from Ariana Grande's Just Like Magic, which I feel is a great song for manifestation. And then there's another one, I align with the highest version of myself, which is an affirmation that I've heard in many different meditations and seen regularly on Instagram, and I've heard other teachers say, and I've really felt like that aligned with me. And as we head into 2022, I'll share that one of my affirmations is, I am open to receiving what is mine, which for me means I know there are positive things coming my way and I fully open to them without blockages, without resistance. I'm ready to receive them. So I really invite you to take a little bit of time. You don't have to determine it all in one sitting, but just really take some time to determine what will be those words and phrases that are going to kind of keep me inspired and on track as I go into 2022 and pursue all of these goals, hopes, and dreams. And that, my friends, concludes all of the New Year's journaling prompts that I have for you. Just a few prompts, but I think that these prompts can be really helpful in getting a clear vision and inspiration for what you want your new year to look like and entail. And I sincerely hope that you enjoy working with these prompts and that you find them of value. Now, we are going to transition into a really short, sweet, but beautiful visualization meditation that will help us to release 2021 and welcome 2022. But before we do, I want to make a really quick philosophical note that has been on my mind and my heart recently. And that is, as we move into the new year and we start to pursue our goals, our dreams, our aspirations, let's be kind, generous, and patient with ourselves. In our productivity, efficiency obsessed culture, we are really trained to believe that come January 1, we have to rush out of the gate at full speed, 0 to 60, go hard, fight until we make those dreams happen, reach those goals, etc., etc. And while there is value in that mentality to a certain extent, it really doesn't allow much space for the truth that lasting change and positive growth takes time to achieve. And in that time, it requires patience and dedication and mindfulness. If you think about building a house, if you just sort of haphazardly throw down some planks as the floor and then try and build some walls and a ceiling around it, it's not really going to be sound, and that house isn't going to stay standing for very long. So you have to take your time to carefully lay the foundation and then build the walls and then put the roof on after that. Same sort of concept when we're talking about New Year's goals and dreams. Sometimes we have to start with a walk and then take that walk into a brisk walk and then into a jog and then into a sprint, but we sort of have to work up for it. So often in the new year, I see so much burnout where January 1 comes and everyone's like, I got all the new Lululemon. I've got my new planner and organizer. Let's fucking go make shit happen. And then by the first week of February, everyone has burnt out and has abandoned the goals and the dreams and has just fallen back into old patterns. And that's really because as humans, we sometimes have to build up towards what we are going for. So I really just want you to allow yourself that space and that time. And also keep in mind, especially for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, as we go into the new year, we are in the dead of winter. It is darker and colder. And so we really don't have the energy available to us to really do everything to the nth degree. And so if we look to nature as our teacher, in the winter, things are slower and it's a time of rest. And within that rest, we get the energy to really shoot off and come into bloom in spring and summer. So maybe the first few months of 2022, January, February, early March, you do start to make those changes and you do start to pursue those goals. Of course, we do have to start the work now, but maybe you take it a little bit slower and you really ease into it, and then you're really off to the races in the spring and summer. That's something I find is working a little bit better for me. Really, my body and my mind want to be a little slower and less busy in the winter, and then I have more energy for spring and summer. So I think all of us really need to come into tune with nature a little bit more, and I think this new year might be a great time to consider that. So just take that little philosophical note for what it's worth. All right. So as promised, we will now move into our New Year's visualization meditation. This meditation will be short and sweet, just about 5 to 6 minutes long. You can practice this meditation seated or laying down. Whatever is the most comfortable for you, do that. And I hope you enjoy. Now, I will play about a minute of music, and during this minute of music, you have the opportunity to set up for this meditation if you're ready now, or you can pause this episode here and hit play again when you are ready to participate in the meditation. And the next time you hear my voice after the music, we will be in the New Year's visualization meditation. Welcome to the New Year's visualization meditation. Once you are seated or reclined comfortably and you feel ready, simply allow your eyes to close. Clear your mind of lingering thoughts and settle into this practice for you. Tune into your physical body and notice any areas of tension. Perhaps a clenching of fists, shrugging of shoulders, grinding of jaw, or furrowing of brow. Take a deep breath in and an open mouth exhale. Allow some of that tension to ease and release. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Allow your fists to uncurl, your shoulders to drop, your jaw to unclench, and the muscles of your face to soften. Another time like so. Deep breath in. Open mouth exhale, allowing your body to soften and relax more deeply into your seated or reclined position. Now, begin to lengthen, deepen, and smooth your breath. Follow along after me. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhaling for about 5. Exhaling for about 5. Allowing your inhales to be deep and fluid. Your exhales to be full and smooth. And just continuing with this breath. Imagine finding yourself next to a beautiful, gentle, and peaceful stream out in nature. Allow your imagination to paint the details. Imagine the pace of the current, the color of the water, the banks of the stream, and the nature all around. The current of this stream represents the flow of time and this transition we now move into. Now imagine that you step down into the stream, the water coming up to your waist. The temperature is refreshing. The current is soft. The overall sensation is pleasant. Now imagine you've reached the center of the stream and you turn and face the direction in which the current is flowing away from you. And just imagine the water flowing onward down the stream, watching it go. And continuing to visualize the water flowing away from you, imagine that this water is cleansing you of all that which you are ready to release and leave behind in the previous year. The water continues to flow down the stream, and as it goes, it carries away from you all that which you are ready to shed: old thought patterns and narratives, habits, behaviors, grudges, and anything else you'd like to let go. Spend a few moments here visualizing the water flowing away from you and enjoying this process of release. imagine that you turn around in the center of the stream and you face the direction in which the current is flowing towards you, the water softly caressing you as it reaches you, and continuing to visualize the flow of the water coming towards you. Imagine that this water flowing towards you is bringing you all that you would like to cultivate, grow, and achieve in your new year. Your goals, hopes, and dreams. The water is bringing that towards you and helping you to bring all of that into reality. And just spend a few moments here visualizing this water flowing towards you and enjoying this process of receiving and creating. And now, just imagine taking one last look at this beautiful stream and the nature all around. And know that while you've been here in these waters, you have started that process of releasing your previous year and gracefully moving into your new year. Now, allow this image to fade, and remaining in stillness with eyes closed, take a rich inhale and an open mouth exhale. And as you're ready, you can begin to reopen your eyes as you return back into your space. My friends, as always, thank you so very much for allowing me to guide your practice. It is really and truly my honor. I hope that you have a beautiful ending to 2021 and a wonderful start to your 2022. I look forward to connecting with you in the new year. Happy New Year, and I'll catch you next time on the What's the Pasta podcast. Ciao.